traffic officers report that drinking and driving remained a major problem on the country's roads this festive season. Balula says many motorists also do not obey other rules of the road and even try to bribe traffic officials. Balula has been visiting the Dohuk toll gate at the N3 near Heidelberg in Gauteng to check on the traffic situation as people head home after the festive season.
The behavior of the drivers. Drunken driving obviously tops. Reckless driving and roadworthy vehicles. How, in terms of the law, we're going to intensify and help the officers here to ensure that we exert the rule of law on our citizens, and that it is a crime if you are found to be driving above a speed that you need to be driving at in a defined zone.
COPE National Spokesperson Dennis Bloom says the current unexpected load shedding is a test of incoming CEO De Reiter's knowledge and capability. This comes as stage 2 load shedding began just 2 days before De Reiter officially assumes his duties at the power utility tomorrow. Eskom earlier said De Reiter has already started his induction at the power utility ahead of him officially taking over. Bloom says De Reiter has a huge task ahead.
We don't know what is his capability, his capacity, but it is very clear that his work is cut out. They have said that he's going to start on the 25th December. Now we are seeing that there is already load shedding.
And finally, Iran has condemned U.S. President Donald Trump as a terrorist in a suit after the U.S. president threatened to hit 52 Iranian sites hard if Tehran attacks Americans or U.S. assets in retaliation for the killing of military commander Qasem Soleimani. The EU, Britain and Oman have urged the parties to de-escalate the crisis. Soleimani, Iran's preeminent military commander, was killed on Friday in a U.S. drone strike on his convoy at Baghdad Airport in Iraq. The U.S. has accused him of numerous attacks against their forces and said he was planning another major attack. This comes as thousands of mourners turned out to pay their respects at a funeral procession for Soleimani in his hometown in Iran. His body was returned earlier to Iran from neighboring Iraq. Another look now at your top story at 5. Brigadier General Mafim Kobozi of the National Defence Force has blamed the Department of Public Works' failure to repair the broken borderline fence along the Beitbridge port of entry into Zimbabwe outside Masina in Limpopo for the influx of foreign nationals. 5 FM Sports.
5 FM Sports. Let's get straight into the cricket happening at Newlands. It's day 3 of the second test between the Proteas and England. The Proteas were bowled out for 223 in the first session this morning. England at lunch were 52 for 1, leading by 98, and are now 182 for 2.